really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. It takes me all the way. I want you to stay. It's not
the broken one, but I'm the only one who needed saving. 'Cause when you never see the light, it's hard to know which one of us is caving. Not really sure how to feel about it. Something in the way you move makes me feel like I can't live without you. Takes me out the way. I want you to stay. Stay. I want you to stay.
Hello, this is Sophie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Nice. I'm Mariel, too.
Thanks for tuning in on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. It's a little chilly today. Hope everyone's staying warm.
Yeah, it is kind of cold. Like, I thought I could wear my second-tier jacket, but no, I should have switched. Yesterday, I wore my parka, and I was like, oh, I should have worn my, like, lighter jacket, and today I switched, and I should have done the reverse.
Yeah, ever since that really cold Arctic blast passed, I have been wearing my lighter jacket, but it's not really so weather appropriate.
Yeah.
But we'll get through it.
Yeah. It's no Arctic blast today.
It's no Arctic blast today. So you were just listening to Stay by Rihanna. You want to tell us why?
Yeah. So this week I decided that our theme should be halftime football, NFL halftime football performers. Whoa.
Super Bowl.
Half-time, right.
Halftime performers.
Super Bowl halftime performers. And this year, if you didn't know, Rihanna is performing.
Very exciting.
Yeah. If you haven't seen the Fenty NFL ads, then
yeah,
that's why.
There's a lot of hype surrounding that, and coming up next is an artist who did not really garner so much hype as Rihanna did.
No.
Up next is A Sky Full of Stars by Coldplay.
Give you my heart. cause you're a sky full of stars. Cause you light up the path. I don't care.
Yeah. you can't help but be yourself around me. Yourself around me. Sugar. When you're tripping, I know I make up and make love. So I let you be. I let you be. It's the way you listen.
Salpique. Dejaste de vecina a la suegra con la prensa en la puerta y la deuda en hacienda. Te creíste que me heriste y me volviste más dura. Las mujeres ya no lloran, las mujeres facturan. Tiene nombre de persona buena, claramente no es como suena. Cero rencor, bebé, yo te deseo que te vaya bien con mi supuesto reemplazo. No sé ni qué es lo que te pasó, estás tan raro que ni te distingo. Yo valgo por dos de 22, cambiaste un Ferrari por un Twingo. Cambiaste un Rolex por un Casio, vas acelerado, dale despacio. Mucho gimnasio, pero trabaja el cerebro un poquito también. Fotos por donde me ven, aquí me siento en rehén. Por mí todo bien, yo te desocupo mañana. Y si quieres traértela a ella, que venga también. Tiene nombre de persona buena, claramente no es como suena. Tiene nombre de persona buena.
Hello, welcome back. You were just listening to Plastic Off the Sofa by Beyonce and Shakira's Biz Rap Music Session, Volume 53. Obviously. Well, Beyonce wasn't like a headliner, right? She performed with Coldplay.
Yes.
And but people think that she outshined.
Yeah, her and Bruno Mars, who is also, I added. But yeah. Yeah, and also... as I was listening, I was like, oh, wait, the Grammys were, like, yesterday.
Yeah.
That could have been a theme, too.
That could have been a theme.
But
how did you feel that Beyonce was snubbed for snubbed. Album of the Year? Do you think that Harry's House deserved Album of the Year?
No. I do not. I mean, I like late night talking, but...
I like cinema. You got cinema.
probably people
it's
are right.
It's not like genius songwriting, no. Amazing production, et cetera,
the album of the year.
Yeah.
I kind of forgot. I feel like this one was like one of his more irrelevant albums. If there is such a thing. Well, because it was like right off of the backs of like, what was the other one called? The one with Watermelon Sugar.
Fine Line.
Yes. I feel like that had just come out, so I was like, oh, another.
Yeah. It sounds kind of the same. I'm not the biggest Harry Styles fan.
Me either, but I like some of his songs.
I just, like, I don't get the cult of Harry Styles, you know?
Yes.
Like, the way that everyone is, like, obsessed with him, but also, like, infantilize him a little bit. Like, I've been seeing all these TikToks, because I guess... Like, Trevor Noah made some, like, sexually suggestive comments about him.
Oh, really?
At the Grammys, being like, wow, like, Harry Styles is the sexiest man alive.
Mm.
And I get that. I get why that's wrong.
I think it's because we're both Zayn girls.
I totally get why that's wrong and, like, inappropriate.
Mm.
But the way I saw, like, so many social media posts being like, poor Harry. Like,
really?
Poor Harry.
That's so weird.
And, like, it's totally inappropriate, but, like... Is he really a child? Like, do people need to be, like, poor Harry because someone called him sexy on TV?
Yeah. It was a joke.
Yeah. I get why it's
I
wrong.
I get it.
But people are like, oh, my God, like, poor Harry. He looks so uncomfortable. Like, he's, like, what, 30-something? He's probably okay.
I thought it was funny how he was like, people like me don't like win Grammys.
That was funny.
I was like... White men who went on, like, national television and was, like, one of the best.
I saw something that was, like, remember that clip that went viral of him being, like, probably my favorite thing about the movie is that it feels like a movie. People are, like, did you really think that he was going to say something intelligent?
That's true. I know. I think people who are, like, oh, that was, like, an attack on, like, I don't know.
I think he probably just, like, wasn't able to articulate his emotions at the time.
Yes.
Not to infantilize him.
I think people give him a little too much credit.
People give him too much credit. That is true.
Yeah.
What a fair point. And then we had Shakira.
Oh, yeah. Shakira. Much more interesting.
Yeah. Shakira performed with J-Lo.
Yes.
A year or two
another
ago.
Shared one.
Another shared. They're all shared.
Yeah. All the good ones are kind of shared. Except for Katy Perry.
Except for Katy Perry. We'll get to Katy Perry later on. We can discuss her
but
then.
But no, wait. Actually, she was shared.
With who?
I think Missy Elliott. But, like, Missy Elliott didn't, like, I think. There was another...
We'll fact check that while music is playing.
But it was, like, Katy Perry's Super Bowl, you know? Yeah. Like, they always bring out guests.
Yeah, I remember when Missy Elliott performed. I just can't remember who she was, like, performing with.
I think she's performed a lot. Like, she performed, like, last year, too. Like, that big, like... They did, like, a big, like, I think, like, Snoop Dogg. Dr.
Oh,
Dre,
yeah, they did like a hip-hop tribute.
Like a hip-hop tribute.
I wonder who Rihanna will bring out this year.
I know.
A$AP Rocky. A$AP Rocky, maybe little couples performance.
Maybe she'll bring out the baby and she'll hold it like Mufasa.
Yeah, coming up we have another pretty iconic performer.
Mm-hmm.
We have Rock With You by Michael Jackson. Enjoy.
Girl, close your eyes, let that rhythm get in. that you can do. Relax your mind, lay back and groove with mine. You gotta feel that heat, and we can ride the boogie.
Share that beat of love.
I wanna rock with you
all night,
dance you in the
sunlight.
Oh, the city's cold and empty. No one's around to
Welcome back. You were just listening to Blinding Lights by The Weeknd and Raspberry Beret by Prince. I was looking up a ranking of all Super Bowl performances, and Prince was number one.
Yeah.
Apparently it was an amazing performance.
Yeah, because apparently it rained during Purple Rain.
Oh, wow, that sounds pretty incredible.
Yeah. Was it like Prince, Michael Jackson?
It was, I can tell you right now, it was Prince, Michael Jackson, Beyonce,
yeah,
Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, wow. Kendrick
really
Lamar,
liked that and performance. 50 Cent. Yeah. Yeah.
And number five was Janet Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it just because it was, like, memorable?
Because of, as described by NBCSports.com, because of hashtag Nipplegate.
Yeah, she got a lot of... Do you know about that?
Yeah.
She got a lot of flack. She did. So I'm surprised it's, like, high on the... I guess it's high in terms of, like, memorability.
Wow. And you know what this says?
What?
That's Tom Brady's second championship. That's meaning he's... That in 2004. That means he's been in the game for a really long time.
Yeah, older than us.
He should go home to his kids.
Yeah, he should. He should go home to his kids. I'm so sick of him retiring. Just do it or don't.
For real. Yeah. Any thoughts on the week? Because did you watch The Weeknd's performance when it happened?
When he won? Or you
when,
mean...
When The Weeknd performed.
Yeah, I watched The Weeknd.
Yeah, did what'd you what did I say?
Sorry. No.
What'd you think of it? I was asking if you liked it.
Yeah, I liked it. I think it was probably really hard for him because of COVID, obviously. But that being said, apparently he spent like a lot of money on that performance. Yeah. Like he put his own money. And honestly, I didn't see it.
You know what? I remember that being a topic of debate too, that it was like really expensive. But I really enjoyed it, and I felt like that was a year where the people needed a Super Bowl performance. Yeah, you know? Did. We needed a Super Bowl they performance. Did. And he delivered.
He did. I thought it was funny when he went into that mirrored room and was walking around.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked the car floating. I thought that I was like budget.
I feel like there's all like The Weeknd, like he has sort of like a persona type thing. And like I was just, you know how like David Bowie, he does like characters and stuff. I feel like The Weeknd does characters, like Starboy is a character.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not like well informed enough about like The Weeknd lore.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
His like cast of characters.
Right, because like the most recent one, he's like an old dude.
Yeah. I'm not informed enough to like really like get into the nitty gritty into his performance, you know?
Yeah, all I know is like, oh, it's about Bella Hadid. Oh, you know what? He also, he was not nominated for a Grammy that year. And so his like, because he decided to choose the NFL performance over the Grammy performance.
Oh, how interesting. I didn't know.
So it's like this big controversy.
So disqualified for him from being nominated?
Not disqualified, but like people are like, oh, is it because he chose the like NFL over the...
Oh. Imagine choosing the NFL over the Grammys.
Yeah. I don't... Well, because the Grammys, it's like...
I guess Rihanna's wasn't nominated for anything for the Grammys.
Was she?
She hasn't released any music except for that one song for the Black Panther soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wonder if she'll sing a new tune.
Imagine.
This weekend.
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Probably not. I feel like the whole point of the Super Bowl performance is to, like...
Your
like,
big
play
hits.
Your iconic hits.
Yeah.
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 But, yeah, anyways, coming up next is a Mariel fave performance. It's Talking to the Moon by Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah.
I know you're somewhere out there, somewhere far away. I want you back. I want you back. My neighbors think I'm crazy, but they don't understand. You're all I had. You're all I had. At night when the stars light up my room, I sit by myself, talking to the moon, trying to get to you. Oh,
Quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot. don't mind. Just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you. I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do it.
Welcome back. You were just listening to Roar by Katy Perry and Rock Your Body by Justin Timberlake. We chose Roar not because it's the best Katy Perry song, simply because it was an iconic Super Bowl halftime moment when she came out on the animatronic
It was
tiger.
Crazy.
It was pretty crazy.
Also, I think we played a lot of the Katy Perry songs on radio. So.
We love Katy Perry here Katy at Perry. Corner Parking. What PSA do you have for us today?
Okay. On November 2nd, Raiders football star Henry Ruggs chose to drive drunk and smash his Corvette into Tina Tintard's Toyota, horrifically burning her to death and ending his own life as he had known it. Drunk driving is a crime that kills, and in 2021, there is always a safe way to get where you need to go. So, if you've been drinking alcohol, never even think about driving a motor vehicle. people die that way. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
That definitely feels relevant for our theme today.
Yeah, but a little dark.
In 2021, there's a safe way to get anywhere, but what about 2023?
I think in 2023, maybe even more safe ways with the Green Line.
Yeah. So if you're choosing to celebrate Super Bowl Sunday.
Exactly.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Be smart.
Be smarter than the football stars.
It's true. Okay. Coming up is our final song from another very iconic Super Bowl halftime performance.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to listen to Material Girl by Madonna. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Any thoughts on the Madonna halftime performance?
I've actually never seen her halftime performance.
Remember Actually, is she the one that caused, like, the blackout, or was that Beyonce?
The blackout.
Remember, it was, like, the power went out because someone's halftime performance was too big.
Maybe that's her.
I think it was her.
Yeah.
Because she had this, like, little chant about being Madonna, and I remember people, like, going on about that chant for, like, a long time. I like Madonna. I think she's great.
Yeah. I guess, but not top 10, or top.
Definitely not top 5.
Definitely not top 5 Super Bowl. Maybe top 10, honestly.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, next week, we're going to have a very special love edition of Corner Parking to celebrate Valentine's Day. It'll be the day before Valentine's Day. So we have a week to think about what love means to us.
Mm-hmm. Is it? I think it is Valentine's Day. Because it's the 7th today, right? In a week.
You're right. It will be Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh, how perfect.
Super special. Super special. Looking forward to talking to all of you then.
Yes. See you then.
And just one more time, this is Sophie, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you have an amazing rest of your week.